Hello and welcome to the Fishing Guide Podcast. We are going to keep it real today. R-E-E-L, real today. And that's what we're talking about. We're talking about what kind of reels that we use. And that's the cool thing is reels are something, our preference thing, what you like to use. And also how you're fishing. So we'll just start with the person that uses the most rods every day.
Yeah.
That'd be Lance. What do you use, Lance?
Oh, well, I use the B&M's, the West Point series ones, or I'll use the Pro 50. It's a small reel. I mean, all I need is for the whole line. I'm not casting with it.
Right.
It's just a small reel that just holds enough line for me to, you know, go straight down. I like them because they're small and they're light. They don't bulk up the rod as much because I juggle poles, you know, if I'm putting on a minnow and I'm seeing a fish, I don't have a pole there, I'm going to juggle poles over, and it's just easier and makes it more handle, you know, lighter to juggle them quick. So
Right. They're
just they're a good reel for what I do. You know, I don't really ever cast with them though. But yeah, that's basically what I use for rigging.
What size line you putting on those?
Oh, they're the, I use the 8 pound. It's the Suffix. Orange line. What's that?
Suffix.
Yeah. I've been using that orange Suffix 8 pound. Using. Huh?
It's what you've been using.
That's what I've been using. I've gotten switched over to that. I can see better with the orange tangerine color.
That's what happens since you get old.
Yeah. Yeah. That I don't know. It pops a lot better. I can see it. I can tie knots with it better. I mean, just, I like it a lot.
But, the fish see it?
Huh?
Do the fish see it?
I don't think so. I catch them still.
But his numbers has went down though.
Yeah, it has. I mean, why is that line orange? Okay, I don't know what to eat.
That's where at the line.
But yeah.
So, but I mean, you use small reels because you only put on foot line.
Yeah, I don't put on much.
Or 12.
Yeah,
I guess that 2 foot bumper.
See, Lance buys a 300-yard spool.
For a lifetime.
And that lasted him for 15 years.
I mean, with
you're
the 20s,
the only person.
I did have to put a little extra line on them because I had to, like, bring that rig all the way down.
Oh, that's right. 20 yards. I didn't think about that.
You're the only person you can see the bottom of the spool.
Yeah.
And it's spooled up.
Yeah. So I got one right now. It's like that. I need to switch. But what I use for cranking. I don't know if you want to know about cranking or not. With the cranking rods, I use a... For a line counter reel. It's Akuma Mega size 15.
Yeah, they're line counter. Well,
yeah.
I have two, but that's
a
small one.
Size 15 or size 20 or the Shakespeare, whatever I can kind of get my hands on.
Right.
And then I just use the size 15. I don't need a big bulky reel.
And you're next, Peyton. And you brought your own like that?
Yeah, so these are my people. This is my museum piece.
Your museum piece.
I've looked all over the United States to find these. But Lou's, they still make the tournament speed spin series, the T100 size. But every time I look, because I do dock shoot a lot.
Uh-huh.
So I always look for a reel that's got a thin bail in it. It might just be me and my OCD. But I think this thin bail wire is one of the keys to getting further shots because it's not getting drag on it. It's easier for me to pop open and stuff. But anyway, so whenever time I look for a reel for dock shooting, I want a small profile. So this T100 series is great for that, and the small bail wire, because I see bails are just plumb thick, and I'm like, they just don't operate like I want them to. So I use that for my dock shooting, brush piles, and casting. And then for my long pole, I like to use the Daiwa CT100s. They're a small profile, real light. This is 8-1. But I just, you know, I don't really cast with it. I just pitch with it.
Right.
I use it on my long pole. So, but I like it because it's got a fast retrieve. It's smooth. So, those two are my absolute favorite. But if anybody has any of these, I'll buy them. So, I finally found two of these in Michigan. I was like, the other ones I put together in piece, and some of them are zombied. But these are my favorite. They don't make them anymore. But they still make a series of speed spin. But
right.
Not those exact ones. So,
and what are you using for line on your spinning reel?
I like to use Berkeley Low Vis Green 6 pound test is what I like. And then for this 8 or 10 pound, same thing, Berkeley Low Vis Green. It's what I've always used here on Beaver. I like it.
Really?
I've went through several different lines before. I even went to braid for a little bit, and just I've managed to just come back to that because it's my favorite line.
All right. Greg, What are you using on your?
Well, on the spider rigging, instead of using the 50 series like Lance does, I use the 100 so I can put some more line on it. And you know, I like at least 75, 80 yards.
You like a lot of line.
So anyway,
how small is that? Open
this is open that. That. It's a mini reel.
I use that one and quite often, and it also the handle when you're storing the. Is that the one?
That's nice.
Storage,
to have
you
too.
Can flip the handle closed. Like
oh yeah,
it'll so lay, it clips.
It, so it lays down good on the deck. I don't put when I'm spider rigging. I don't put my rods in a holder like a lot of people do. I lay them on the deck. Right. So with me having them on the deck, I can take and push that lever and lay that down, and it the rod strap holds over them real good that way and that sort of thing. And then if I'm casting, whether it be a brush pile or casting on live scope fishing, I've got some of the 75th anniversary.
Oh, those are good ones.
And I use those. And I do have, back when I first got into guiding, I got into the Shimano, using a lot of Shimanos.
Right.
But they got, I forget the name of them, but they're the high-end ones. They're like $200 reels.
Right.
And I've still got some of those that I use for casting and on the jigging. And on the long pole, I use a bait caster. I've got Daiwa, and I have Daiwa, and I also have the Revos.
Okay.
Some of the Revos that I had whenever I used to bass fish. And then spider rigging, but on trolling my crankbaits, I was using the last 3 or 4 years, I went to all counter reels in a bait caster style. Uh-huh. And this past year, I went back to the bigger reel, the Kumas.
Right.
And I've got the Kuma, a couple of those. But I like the Daiwa counter reel.
Oh, those are really nice. And, blue?
Huh?
They're blue, aren't they?
No, mine's silver, but they have a blue one. It is nice. But mine's the bigger. They're about the size of a Abu Garcia 5500 or 5000, maybe a little bigger. And then also Abu Garcia makes a counter reel that's really nice too. So most of my my crankbait poles are now the Daiwa's and the Ambassador.
Right.
The Ambassador counter is digital, and it has a battery, 2032 or whatever.
Right.
I've never had to replace one.
Wow.
I had some of those before I went to the bait caster. I just went back to them. Mm. But, and then on the crankbait, years ago, we started out with Shakespeare's or something.
I still use those.
AT2s.
Yeah.
They're a good little reel, but used to, they was $25. Now I think they're $30, $35.
Right. Somewhere in there.
The Daiwa's are running right around 100, and the Abu's are right around $100 a piece. But I found that in the trolling with the bait caster, we can crank them. It's a 6-to-1 ratio, and you think, boy, you'll be able to get them up and stuff. But customers were struggling on getting them. The slower ratio with a bigger turn, bigger spool return on the retrieve, more line coming in, and them lifting it up higher, they can get the fish up quicker than they were with the other. So I was getting a lot of line tangles and stuff with the small bait caster type because of the they wouldn't be able to get it up. It would get down, and as it come by the other lines, it'd get tangled in.
Right. Yeah. So, and what are you using for line?
I mainly use the Tylene or Vicious.
Oh, all right. Mm-hmm. Using any fluorocarbon?
I don't do a lot of. I do play around a little bit with braid steel on my long pole for
just to piss yourself off.
Yeah, kind of, sort of. I get frustrated. I take it off and put something else on, then I go back to it. But no, Actually, I finally got started using the Mad Fishing Braid.
Uh-huh.
And it seemed to be doing better. But I have got to where I would tie a leader onto it. And I don't know. I don't necessarily go to mono. Fluorocarbon. I just put mono leader. It's just I do that because if for whatever reason that you go from roaming, but you come up on a brush pile, and then you drop down that brush pile, and if you do get hung up, I mean, then that's when you go bad mouth and braid again.
Right.
And with the leader, at least I can break it off.
Right.
Retie another lure on and that sort of thing. But also with the braid, I was real bad about not retying. And believe it or not, I have probably broke off more fish because wow. I believe it. It may be tied on for a month. One jig head and been using it for the last 10, 20 trips out, and I just never have changed it. And then Peyton was with me one day when I lost 2+ pounds.
Oh, yeah.
2+ pounds. You and your braid. So yeah.
That pretty good imitation.
But I was probably. But on that one hook, I was on that one tie, I was probably pushing, you know, a couple hundred fish.
Yeah.
So
looking a little afraid. Every time he pitched it, I was like,
It's turned white, wasn't it?
Yeah. It was like, looks a little afraid at the end there.
I keep mine simple. So the reels, I didn't have any of these 50s before, but I got some 50s and I put a couple on the dock shooting rods. Yeah. And then also the Ultimas that I got, brand new Ultimas that I got. And those seem to match up pretty good. So I was looking to put this on the
your grandson's pole.
The tree thumper.
Oh, the tree thumper.
On the tree thumper, because the tree thumper's just so light. And then we've just been using
that. Have you got one of those
that.
Rods yet?
Which one?
The tree thumper?
Oh, yeah, he's been using it. Yeah, I've been using that. Yep. I got a lot of videos right there in front of Kelly Creek catching fish on it. So I don't want them to have to run all over. I'll just cut to the chase that way.
Right.
We'll try and give them where we were when we shot that. And then when I go, that's a lance. You didn't put that on very good.
I know.
When I go, like I go bass fishing, then I use this and striper fishing, actually, and catching them on that. And the anniversary pole's been really good.
That is a good combo.
So, yeah, it's a great combo. And 133.
I've got a couple of the – what reel is it that they're putting on that –
Which one?
Oh, the
they got a Godwin.
The Godwin rod.
Oh, that's that one.
But what reel is it that they're putting
on
it?
It's just one that they have just for it.
Okay. Yeah,
because we're not
winning. I've got a couple of those reels.
You do? Yeah.
Rod and reels. I like the reel better. I mean,
it's a larger spool.
The rod's a good rod, but I just have my preference of the other rods. Yeah. Nothing wrong with the rod. Everybody has their own little preference. But,
yeah.
I like the 75th anniversary rod better than I did the Godwin rod. My personal opinion.
Yeah, we used that this morning. It has a wider opening to it.
Yeah.
And when they sent, like Jack sent those me, he's like, you got to use that.
Pretty
very smooth, but not good for dock shooting. It's more clunky, or it's a larger one. It doesn't really play
into that. And I've got to where I've basically with most of my casting or anything, whether I'm dock shooting, casting, if I'm using a spin reel, I've got to where I just pretty much use a sharpshooter.
Yeah.
All the time. And so the strangest thing that's ever happened to you with the fishing reel, what's the strangest thing that's ever happened? Have you ever lost a big fish?
Well, sometimes my line will break because of like letting...
because it got down to the knot? Where he's on.
No, you know, actually, you know... From like letting drag out, I develop a groove in these things over time.
Because you've been pulling it.
Right there in that little area. And the line will get through there and that just comes razor sharp. So, you know, I'll set the hook on a fish or something and I'll go to let that line out and it'll break right there. And you got the line here, the fish on the end, and you're like, oh, what am I supposed to do? So it's just trying to pull that line back this way and flip them in.
See, that's what braid was doing to me. It was wearing out my reels and my eyelets.
Yeah. Yeah. Over time, I'll wear. I mean, every reel that I get, I'll wear a groove into that from just over time. It takes about a year or so to do it. You know,
real magic.
Real magic.
You think so?
Yeah. Lubricate that line a little bit.
Yeah.
Real magic. I might have to do that.
It definitely does help.
Yeah. And Peyton, strangest things ever. Have you ever had a handle break or?
Oh. Something. Step back and break three or four of your handles because you step on them, just make you throw up. I've had rods or reels hang up with fish on, and I've had rods just come up, or reels just come apart. I mean, just nightmare stuff.
Do you reel on the right side or do you reel on the left side?
Right for these when I'm
long hauling. I do left.
And then other than that, all my spinning reels are left hand.
Left hand?
Yeah.
Not you.
Except for when you go fishing with Lance.
Well, when I rig.
You're on the right?
When I rig, I put them on the right.
I just turn these upside down.
But when,
then they're on the right side.
Well, I've gotten to where I cast. I'll put it on the left. And
thank God.
But when I'm rigging, I'll leave them on the right. Because someone told me, said most people are going to reel with the right. So keep them on the right.
Oh, when I have people in the boat, they're like, can you turn that around for me? And I'm like, no. I guess.
You want to lose parts? You can lose parts off your reel, and you'll be like, where'd that nut go?
Yeah.
You look down in the bottom of your boat.
It bounces.
What's that off of?
They bounce off.
I wonder what that's off of.
These aren't really made to close themselves. That's like my biggest pet peeve.
That's right, exactly.
Slam them down. I'm like...
I close all my
I'm like, you've got to shut it.
It doesn't matter it doesn't matter what style fishing. Exactly. I always close my bail.
Yeah.
Close your bail. Yeah, that would be the tip. If we had to give a tip, close your damn
close your bail by hand.
Not only.
You close your bail by hand, right?
Yes, absolutely, every time, because otherwise there's slack in your line.
Yeah.
Because it goes,
they're snapping the gears.
But when you close it with the handle, that's when you develop that loop.
That's
right.
There. Exactly.
And then the next cast.
Yep.
Greg, strangest thing ever happened in your boat with the reel? Ever have one break?
Not a lot on the break. No. My biggest thing on the reel was with the crankbaits, especially when I used to use the old Shakespeares.
Oh,
you'd be
up.
Reeled in and they'd get a loop in them that when you put it out or something for whatever reason. Or if the drag ever slipped, it would get a loop, and it would go in on the inside of the spool.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Get in there and get hung up, and they're still reeling and reeling and reeling. I'm like, this isn't going in very much.
I
look back and it lines in there. So that was the most frustrating thing for me was on those Shakespeare AT2s.
There you go. That's right. Mm. So. And I guess the strange thing happened to me lately was the ups person brought some of these reels to me in a box, and literally they had looked like they had stepped on the box.
Oh,
and inside one, this one was like, it was like one that was straight across. It was flat. All right here, this one right here. And I'm like, of course they broke a rod too, but service is what you get anyway.
That's for sure.
So, Favorite combo. Give us your favorite combo.
Favorite combo. Poe? Yep.
Poe and reel.
BGJP with just a 50.
Okay.
Pro 50. Yeah.
If you had to pick one. Only one.
Only one pole the rest of my life, it's a Sharpshooter 6.
All right. And what reel? Tell
probably
us
this
again.
One. Probably a speed spin.
Okay. Greg?
As far as I'm like Peyton, as far as short... spinning rod, probably stick with the sharpshooter and long pole.
You only get one.
You only get one.
On the island by yourself.
Yeah, that's right. Because he's got his.
I use the sharpshooter a lot. I use that.
You catch everything with it.
Yeah.
It'll handle anything.
That's what I use.
That's the thing about it. It's just,
that's what I use.
I take a trout fishing.
But that's all
fishing.
You do, spider rig, mostly.
Yeah, but when I got a casting one. That's what I use.
That's what made me think of the long pole. You saying about your long pole?
I'm gonna go with my tree thumper and a 50, because that's so light. You just hold it all day long. Never wears you out.
Right.
So
I haven't seen that one yet.
You haven't? Yeah. Well, we'll pull it out here in the next time, and I'll show it to you. Anyway, that takes us up to Tackle Time. Tackle Time sponsored by Pico Lures. Pico Lures, of course, has a full line of hard and soft baits. Anytime you want to go fishing, all you got to do is go to their website and you can find all kinds of lures, or maybe at your tackle store, you can find them. Also, B&M Poles. Of course, B&M Poles, they got reels. Mm-hmm. You got lots of reels. And so you can check them out at bnmpole.com. Of course, we use a lot of B&M Poles and reels, and so they make good combinations. And the 50, actually, if you order them, they come with 6-pound test line already spooled on them, so you don't even have to go buy line. So make sure you check them out online. Peyton, I thought Peyton, because I keep thinking about that.
Yeah,
Peyton,
don't be looking at my reel.
I looked at your boat the other day. We have to get into your rap. Maybe the next show we get into your rap.
Sounds good.
So, mouth-watering rap.
Tuna cans, what some people are calling it.
Oh, tuna can. Oh, my gosh.
Starkist tuna can. Love it.
If they want to find out more about you, Peyton, if they want to go fishing.
Yeah, Peyton Usher Fishing on Facebook or 479-387-6153.
All right.
Lance Huey, you can find me on Facebook. Easy way, just 479-236-4105.
Greg's Guide Service or 479-601-1683.
All right, you can check me out at Brad Weekman at my Facebook page. My YouTube channel, make sure you check that out. It has a whole bunch of interesting videos, most of them fishing maybe on Beaver Lake. Or you can call me at 479-756-5279. Like I always like to end the show, make sure you...
I did change it, remember? It's over the limit now.
Oh, over the limit. I like how you put that in at the very end. Like I always like to end the show, make sure you check out Over the Limit with Peyton. No. Like I always like to end the show, make sure you keep your hook sharp and your lures in the water.